All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that is pre-recorded, but yet somehow still live from the lair. All right. This is an advice one here. I like to do the advice ones from the sword room. And this is from a guy named Herb. All right, he's 24 years old, and he's upset with his life and how it turned out so far. All right, first of all, you're 24. You can literally still change everything. You're only 24 years old. In fact, you still smell like piss, titty milk, and a dirty diaper. All right, so let's get on with this. All right, you can do it. You're only 24.
Are you sick of seeing feminist prudes playing pew princess in the church? Have you met your share of washed-up whisker biscuits running to Christianity after no one bought their OnlyFans? Fact is, there are way too many men getting duped into sexless marriages by sociopathic slurs who only want salvation from their bad decisions. If you are sick of posers abusing godly men, check out Aaron Clary's newest essay, I Don't Want a Threesome with Jesus. Available now for $15.95 in paperback or half off on Kindle. Scan the QR code on the screen or click the link in the Meat Gazer box.
I grew up without a father, shocker, and I have two sisters who are raging bitches! Color me shocked. All right, you got a single mother, you're the boy in the family, and you have two sisters. More than likely, they were probably favored over you. And, you know, it causes a person to feel a particular way. That's just the way it goes. Okay, I live at home, and I'm constantly berated and disrespected. Okay. Men need respect. It's like a battery connected directly to our soul. You cannot live happily in an environment where you are constantly disrespected. I don't care if they're your kids. I don't care if they're your parents. You know, I don't give a shit. Or your wife, girlfriend, what have you. You cannot exist in that world if you're constantly disrespected. Okay? All right, I want to get on with my life, but feel held back. I have a perpetual doubt in the back of my mind that I can't seem to shake. Well, I'm telling you right now, the reason you have this thing going on in your thinking meat is you grew up in that environment. That's all you've ever known. You're literally being killed by a death of 1,000 nagging cuts. Nagicide. That's what's happening. All right. And you're living there. You need to get out of that house. You need to figure this out. All right. See, I have an associate's in accounting. Okay. So you went to college, but I work part time at a junkyard. I operate heavy equipment and operate the tow truck. Do you have any advice to help me get off of my ass and escape this mental trap I am caught in? Well, you want to talk about like two sides of the spectrum here. Like one side, you're an accountant, and the other side, you're operating heavy equipment and working the tow truck at a junkyard. Granted, it's only part-time.
It smells like dog shit in here.
Look, you're 24. You have an associate's degree in accounting, so you're not an idiot. All right. You can operate a heavy equipment, and, you know, you work in a junkyard.
Part-time.
So the obstacles you're experiencing are 100% in your mind.
Somebody help me! I'm possessed!
You know, the thinking meat between your ears and behind your eyeballs is what's holding you back. All right, if you want to get out of that house, work full time. Rent an apartment, get two roommates. Save up some money. Get a house. get some more roommates, then buy a second house, and then so on and so on until you have a stable of 8, 12 houses. You're pulling down rental income, and you can literally write your own ticket. You're obviously not an idiot. So if you're operating heavy equipment, you can always, you know, go work for the oil industry. Those guys make a lot of money. It's seasonal. A lot of people get hurt in there. I get it. But you can make a lot of money doing that. And then guess what? You go there. You work there. It's, you know, it's a hard hat kind of guy. They find out you're an accountant. You transition over into like blue collar-ish, white collar world. Make some decent money. And guess what? The whole world will look so much better for you if you're pulling down a decent amount of money. Then guess what? All of the nagging and the disrespect and all of that horse shit that you got while you were growing up at home from your mother and your two sisters doesn't mean shit. It doesn't mean anything. Like, literally, men have the ability to just go, oh, yeah, okay, this is bothering me. Boom! Goes up the wall. Move forward with your life. Whatever's on the other side of the wall, fuck them. I got it. Listen, you didn't really go into a lot of detail here, but, you know, I grew up, you know, in a single mother home. I have a sister. My mother played favorites. So I get it. I get it. Now, the difference between you and I is I never accepted disrespect. You know, even as a kid, I would not deal with disrespect. And I think it's mainly because, you know, I showed up here on the planet with a warrior mentality. And warrior mentality does not handle disrespect or dishonor well or betrayal. That's just me. All right. And if you want to get over, like, whatever this mind block you're having, it's 100% you. All right, here's another thing you can do. You're 24. All right, I would suggest getting a full-time job, moving out of that house. And look, I get it. You grew up in a house that was dominated by estrogen. Maybe you want to, like, you know, use your masculinity and use that fire to help forge you into something better. Get into amateur boxing. Look, you don't have to win. You just have to have the balls to do the training, the sparring, get in the ring in front of people. Win, lose, or draw, it's still a win for you mentally. Because most people can't do that. They won't do it. They're afraid of the pain. It's too much work. Wah, wah, wah. Listen, man, it is what it is. All right. Now, I mean, if you stay in where you are, living in the house with your mother and two sisters, they are going to hold you back because misery loves company. They're going to see you thriving or trying to do something. They're going to sabotage you. They're going to stab you in the back. They're going to talk all kinds of mad trash, trying to, you know, destroy your confidence. You got to get away from that trash. Now, I get it. I get it. You love your mother. I love my mother, too. She just passed away. The last 3 years of her life, we made up for a lot of past indiscretions and disrespect on her behalf towards me. And we got over that. But that's just the way it is, man. There's a lot of young guys out there who are lost in the goddamn sauce. And you just got to get in a fight, man. You're going to take some hits. You're going to bleed. You're going to feel pain, helplessness, discouragement. You're going to get knocked on your ass a couple times. That's the way reality works. And if you want to win, this is how easy it is. You just need to stand up one more time. Then you get knocked in the dirt. That's it. That is how you win.
I'm by winning.
And if they want to talk mad trash, that's it. Fine. It's just talk. actions speak louder than words. So if they're like, well, you know, he is a worthless, useless piece of shit, and you can come back and say, who owns four houses, was an amateur boxer. Yeah. Have a bank account and savings worth X amount of thousands of dollars. And you just stack accomplishments. At some point, you look at a person's accomplishments, then you look at the words what people say about them, and you go, this is a goddamn mismatch. Fuck them. You can do it. You're 24 goddamn years old. Man, if I went back to 24, oh, shit. I would crush this world. And guess what? You're 24. The world is your oyster. And the only thing preventing you from opening that oyster is your own goddamn mind. Wake the fuck up. Roll up your sleeves. Wade into the fight. Yes, it's going to hurt. You're going to probably have to sew yourself up a couple times. Big deal.
From the echo chambers where no one dares to speak, I bring my comedy to break the bleak. Booze-fueled bits to expose the weak. Leftist babies crying.